Punch it!
Push it real good.
The following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnsworth, Carol the Cat, the Giddy Geeker,
Tiffany,
Peter,
Tiffany,
and
Kai.
Hi, Tiffany. Hi, Tiffany. Hi, Tiffany. Tiffany.
Stop. And now, damn right they shot first.
You know it.
The hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
Pew, 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 to the pew, pew.
Pew, pew.
Ah, episode 122. Is that right?
That is correct.
Wow, look at us. We're making...
Same age as Carol.
Yeah. Ow! Wow. Kicking somebody when they're down. That is brutal, Tiffles.
Not in front of Carrie, Tiffles.
In the company.
Speaking of which...
We've got Josh.
Josh Steinke here from Sparse Works.
Welcome.
Before we even let you settle in, we're going to go right into the rapid-fire response round.
This is the torture part.
I'm going to ask you a series of questions.
Okay, I'm ready.
You want to give us a single word or short phrase as quickly as you can. If you don't answer, we'll answer for you. That word is typically stripper
balls.
So, all right, who is your favorite good guy?
Han Solo.
Who's your favorite bad guy?
Jabba the Hutt.
Would you rather be Batman?
Of course.
What place would you like to travel to see?
Japan.
Finish this sentence. Please don't cancel.
Firefly.
Too late. Oh. DC or Marvel?
Marvel.
Monty Python, Saturday Night Live, Mad TV, In Living Color, or Kids in the Hall?
Ooh, Kids in the Hall, I think.
A lot of Canadian people. If you couldn't live in the U.S., where would you want to live?
Japan.
I'm just sensing a theme here. Where would you take the TARDIS?
Japan.
Yes. All right.
What color underwear are you wearing?
Japan.
I'm...
Red light. The
Commando?
Japanese sun.
Yeah. I don't know. Blue, they're plaid.
You can check if
they're plaid.
Okay. What's your favorite cuss word? They're plaid. No kidding.
Japan.
Dirty. So dirty.
Okay. If you were trapped in a desert island with a tablet with a solar recharger, what would be the book you would make sure was uploaded?
I think that I would probably Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, for sure.
What musical album?
Tom Petty, Wildflowers is my favorite album.
Nice. What movie?
Probably The Empire Strikes Back.
And what game you can play on a tablet?
XCOM, Enemy Within.
There you go.
That is one of my favorite games.
You have survived the rapid fire round. Not a single stripper pole in the bunch.
Wow. I think you're being easy on me.
No, you picked the cards, my friend.
Yeah.
Okay, so Josh Steinke.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, who are you and what the hell are you doing here?
Well, during the day, I work at an oncology practice. I work in the lab. I'm the manager of a blood lab. I've worked at Oncology Specialist of Charlotte for about 5.5 years.
Do you take blood? Does it give
I do not
like that?
Do that.
Okay, thank
no,
you.
No, in fact, I do not do that. Yes, I do that. We run lab tests. We have a CBC machine analyzer. So in addition to being a phlebotomist, which is typically what my job would normally entail, I'm also the technical engineer for keeping the machines running and making sure that they are doing what they're supposed to do when they break down, which happens frequently. So I have quite a bit of job security in knowing how that machine is put together and how it comes apart and how it can go back together.
You
so
hit
that's,
the manual, didn't you?
Yeah. So I ask a lot of questions when the technical engineer is there and follow along and take notes.
Oh, that's really so good. But I don't think that's why we have you on the podcast.
No, I don't think so. No.
Why do we have you on the podcast?
We're not getting blood?
That's at the,
your
that's
vampire
at the end.
Fantasies have been foiled again.
Actually last year for Muggles Marketplace, it was my first experience in a craft show or an artisan sort of
event
marketplace. And I answered your call when you put out that this was going to be the first ever, and would we have anybody in the community that had handmade items? And the first thing I thought of course, were the pens and the bottle stoppers and the things that I make in my shop and at home. I make all kinds of things. I make speakers. I make anything that interests me at that moment. I've made all of my own home theater speakers, things of that nature, woodworking projects, electronic projects, anything that really fascinates me at the time. But a few years ago, I bought a lathe, and with the intention of making shift knobs for my dad's car and for my car, something interesting, wooden, something kind of interesting. And then from there, it kind of spiraled into making pens, which people seem to really, people really responded to them more so than some of the other things. Like, if I make you a candlestick, you put it on your shelf, it's nice to look at. But a pen, something that somebody people can keep with them, it can be customized. People will, it's a nice thing to have, something that I can go out in the garage and take me an hour to make, start with some raw materials and finish with something that has a purpose, people really responded to them. I would make them for my patients at work all the time. I would make them and give them away if they were having a milestone, if they finished their chemo, if they were having a bad day. Just people who look like they just needed a little pick-me-up, pull out one of my pens. And they just the response was overwhelming, for something that was so simple to do.
Not that really simple.
Everything's easy once you know how. What I say. But there's a certain amount of craftsmanship, and there's a certain amount of art, and there's a certain amount of putting things together that look nice, and then honing that down into something that people will actually give you money for. And feel like they're getting something of value. And that's what I like. And so the opportunity you presented, I thought would be perfect. And I was nervous. I was very nervous because I wasn't sure if I would sell anything.
I had no idea.
I thought, really wow, this is... And then I thought, well, these are, it's pens, it's bottle stoppers. And, does this relate well to general geeks everywhere? And my thought was, I'm not selling Captain America pens, I'm not selling Hobbit pens, I'm not selling Harry Potter pens, but they're just pens. But people like to write, people like to entertain, so that bottle stoppers are great for that, if you're hosting parties. And, everybody in the community likes to do that kind of thing and have something that's unique to them. And
I like that Carol's going, bottle stopper? Why would you put a stop on the bottle?
I always tell, it's funny. I always tell people the bottle stopper is for that second bottle that you started. You just don't want to finish.
First bottle,
I don't have a problem if there's still some left in the second bottle. Yeah.
So
there's one sip left.
So it was a lot of I was very nervous, like I said, and surprisingly, the marketplace opened at 10 o'clock, and at 10:10 I had my first sale, and I was like, thank God, just one is really all I need. It makes it worthwhile.
I used to vend at anime conventions, and it's that first sale.
Right.
Okay, I made $40. I'm good.
Yeah.
I paid $700 to be here, but I made $40. Exactly. I'm good.
Exactly. And that was,
ours were not $700 though.
No, anime conventions tend to be a bit more expensive.
One of the things that since you sort of have been hinting at the marketplace for next year, and now finally within the last 2 weeks you've announced the you're taking applications, which I think is wonderful.
And you've been accepted.
And thank you. Oh, yeah. And I paid, too.
So yes, I'm
solidly locked in. That's great. I couldn't be more of a cheerleader for the whole thing. I honestly, and this is the God's honest truth, they did not pay me to say this, but all of the help that you had last year, you would not know that it was the first time you guys did it. You had some great help. You had, everything was very organized. And easy, it's easy to go in on Friday night and set up and come in on Saturday morning and, throw the stuff out on the table. And there was a lot of foot traffic. There was a lot of people that came through.
I couldn't have been happier. Yeah.
I mean, it was great. I mean, I wasn't sure what to expect. And was pleasantly surprised.
And you said you sold out of some of your items.
I did. I sold a lot of things. I sold out of my seam rippers. That was my wife's idea.
Did you see those? I didn't see those. They were already sold.
Yeah. My wife's idea was to make these seam rippers because she's like, there's gonna be a lot of cosplayers
there. Yeah.
And she's like, that's gonna be, she's like, you make a few of those. So I made 11 and I sold all 11 of them.
Wow. Yeah.
And that was great.
If I mean, it's a quality seam ripper, because the ones you get in the little they're tiny and they break immediately.
You know, they're not, you know, I can do acrylic ones, I can do wood. I think the ones that I made this past year were dyed burl wood, and you know, they're nice, they fit well in the hand, and people seem to like them. I mean, they responded well, and they were like, oh, this is great. You know, the one I got from Walmart's cheap and it broke, and you know, this is going to be wonderful.
Yeah, we were serious about ripping our team.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
We'd rather.
So it was great. I mean, I had brought some spinning tops that I had made. I didn't make very many of those, but people responded well to the pens, and I got some great ideas. Some people were asking me about fountain pens. I didn't make fountain pens, but there will be fountain pens this year, I can assure
you. That's awesome.
So the few people who like using fountain pens, and I mean, I probably have something for you there. So
yay.
I'm just relieved you didn't have blood products.
no blood.
I was like, I didn't hear about this catastrophe on the market last year at all. This guy is selling blood? We're not actually vampires to come to this thing?
Well, and you and I were talking while we were waiting for the setup about, you know, what some of the other artisans were like there, and you were mentioning.
Oh yeah, I loved. I mean, it was amazing to me to see. I don't know what the actual term for it is, but the felt.
It's actually called felting.
Is it felt? Okay. Yeah. So there. I mean, I thought that was really cool. There was a lot. There was seemed to have a lot of intricate designs. I remember from the bios that you did, the video, the online bios, the person was talking about how they all get put together, and to see those and see the, you know, the ornaments and the larger items, I was really impressed.
Yeah.
In addition to the other artists, I mean, there were people there that did lots of different glass pieces, people who were selling, the guy that was selling his prints, the dungeon wares.
Yes.
Those were great. I mean, he had a great display. The vinyl stickers, Amber Rose and her creation, her jewelry creations were amazing.
Yeah,
I mean, I met a lot of people there who, you know, just have a lot of passion for what they do, and you could tell talking to them how much passion they have in what they have displayed on a 2-foot by 6-foot table, and how that embodies what they love to do. You know, I have all kinds of hobbies. But most of the hobbies, you know, things that I do or things that I'm into are not something people can take with them that are tangible. So having somebody buy my pens or the bottle stoppers and use those in a way that, you know, makes them feel, you know, good, makes them feel like they've got something special, or it reminds them of when they, you know, the marketplace, or it reminds them of something, you know, when I gave them. For instance, when I give somebody a pen as a gift, you know, the first pens I made were for my parents and sister for Christmas, and they were the ones who really responded well. They just thought it was, you know, like, wow, this is really cool. And I'm like, well, okay. It wasn't that big a deal, but I'm glad you like it. And, you know,
me buying the lathe.
Well, I mean, the thing was, actually, I mean, once when you commit to doing certain projects, there are other pieces of tool work that come into the mix. So once I had all that and committed to making some pens, I thought, well, now I've got all this stuff. Now it's not that bad. And, you know, then you can go out. And this is, and the other thing, too, is it's great for me. If I have a bad day at work, or if I have something's going wrong, or I just need to get away, I'll go out into the garage and I can focus that energy into something that takes my mind off of whatever's making me, you know, whatever's upsetting me. And my wife knows, and she's very good about being supportive of me going out there and being out there for a few hours and dragging in wood chips into the house and while she sweeps behind me. But she knows that that's what I do, that that's one
What's
of my...
Her name?
Ashley.
Ashley, we love you.
I love you too, Ashley.
So. But I love you more.
she's very supportive.
That's not good.
Very, very supportive of what I do.
I love you being supportive.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm supportive of the things that she does, you know, it's just nice to be able to go out and have that space to do those things and sort of focus my energy into something and then have something at the end, because I'm very excited. You can ask anybody. I'll, you know, take a pocket full of pens after the weekend and show everybody at work. And by the end of that week, I might not have any pens left because I've given them away.
Yeah.
You know, I just like to share that kind of stuff.
But you should buy them instead.
Yes. But if you'd like to, you know, donate to the cause. Well, what I found, the honest part about that too, though, is I give away a lot of pens, but then those people come back to me to buy gifts. Hey, I've got an uncle, or I've got an uncle that's got a birthday, or my sister wants you to make a pen in her school colors. Can you do that for me? So in a way, it's seeding a lot of goodwill that comes back my way. Yeah. Number one, they like, you know, the gift, it's worthy, and then they find that it's something that they would be willing to pay for and say, hey, I want you to make a custom pen. I want you to do these colors and maybe this kind of a wood. One of my coworkers, one of the nurses, her son is a big fan of the USS North Carolina. Like, I guess they have a beach house there in Wilmington. Oh. And he knows everything about it. So when they go, he takes them on tours. And I had found his birthday was coming up. It's a fellow that I actually know through the photography club. And I knew his birthday was coming up. She'd mentioned it. And I said, you know what? I can get a hold of some teak decking from when they restored the North Carolina. And if I can get a hold of that, I'd be happy to make you a pen. Mm. You just have to buy the wood, you know, and I'll be happy to put it together and we'll do this thing. And so, you know, that was kind of a fun thing. Made a really cool pen with the deck, you know, decking from the USS North Carolina, and she loved it, and that's he loved awesome. It. He thought it was fantastic. So
where do you get a lot of your wood?
A lot of it I buy through vendors who sell a lot of sustainable wood products. So they don't, a lot of the wood products, some of the exotic woods that come from all over the world are harvested from fallen trees. I also do a lot of acrylics that I do myself. So this kind of falls into, you know, if you have a piece of wood and you turn it, you pretty much, you know, it is what it is. That's gonna look however that piece of wood looks. What I've found is when I do the acrylics, you know, you have a bottle of very much like epoxy, a very clear sort of honey consistency, clear chemical.
Cool.
And yeah, exactly. Oops. And you mix that with various, you know, dyes and powders, and you have a couple different colors. And this is where the creativity part comes in. You go, well, what colors do I want? Do I want to make, you know, do I want to make one that's of my favorite sports team, or do I want to do one that's of my favorite, you know, Hogwarts school, or whatever I want to do. I've got those colors, and then I can start pouring, and then, you know, use a little toothpick and swirl them and mix them, and that's a lot of fun. And then it gets even more fun when you turn it and find out what it looks like on the inside. Hmm. And sometimes it's a bust, but a lot of times it's really cool. So cool that you just, you know, I can't wait to show my wife. I'm like, look at this. Look how cool this looks, you know? She's like, yeah, that's nice. Now go sweep up the dust that you just brought in. But, she likes the floors clean. So, it is definitely a lot of fun doing those things. And same thing as I mentioned about doing the bottle stoppers for that were very special to me. A friend of mine whose wife had passed away from a very long bout of dealing with some cancer, and he wanted to honor her at the holidays with her favorite color, which was purple. And so he had me make 25 bottle stoppers in her favorite color. That was special for me. You know, that he asked me to do that, and that I was able to do that, and that he loved them, and the people he gave them to loved them, family members and friends and such. And that was nice. It was nice to be involved with that.
Absolutely. Well, where can we find you on the interwebs?
Well, you can go to www.barzworks.com, and it's sort of a newer website. It's not completely finished yet, but you can definitely contact me there. My email or contact is on there. There's a contact page. You can send an email through there, and it will come to me. I know for a fact that it works because I've had some people who've taken cards from the marketplace and have contacted me since then. It's sort of one of those canned webpage deals, and I haven't changed some of the verbiage. And it says that I travel all over the world looking for materials, and that's not true. But, you know, it was... I haven't had a chance to go back and fix some of the stuff.
In my mind,
stuff.
I travel all over the world.
That's right. So, I mean, I'll travel... outer edges of Mecklenburg County. That's about
close
it.
Enough.
You know, I've not been to Turkey, but
well, would you be willing to travel to our garage and stay overnight to record another episode tomorrow?
Sure.
Just say yes.
Why not?
Just say yes.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to.
Bill hasn't had any company in a while, so it might be helpful.
Any company last night?
I would be glad to.
Thank you. Don't mind. It's Sponge Day. He'll be excited.
Yeah, you're Sponge Day.
Okay. And am I pushing the button now?
Surely.
Push the button.
Bye.
One job. One job. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com.
Push the button. She's 122 years old.
Oh, that's
I know.
Wow.
And
on Twitter.
I'm elderly.
Tough love.
Music used by Guardians of the Geekery. I've heard a blue-haired old lady, but I don't know about the purple.
I've seen purple-haired old ladies. Definitely this purple.
Sorry, Chris.
I apologize to Chris.